to you by 80 Porter & Sons Funeral Home. It's the top of the hour. Do you know where your children are and what they are doing?
I love this station.
America's home for rhythm and gospel. WLOU Louisville. W285ER. W285AD. It's music that makes you feel good.
Welcome to In the Loop with helpful information and resources provided by Louisville Metro Government and our partnering agencies. This program encourages active participation from all of our residents by covering a wide variety of tips, tools, resources, events, and so much more. The last half of the show invites listeners to call in to discuss the topic of the day with our featured guests. In the Loop is sponsored by Louisville Metro Community Services. The views expressed by the show host, guests, and the callers are not necessarily those of the station or Louisville Metro Government.
Welcome to another week of In the Loop. This program is brought to you by Louisville Metro Department of Community Services. My name is Debbie Belt. I'm the Public Information Specialist with Community Services. I have the pleasure of serving as your host this afternoon. In the Loop is brought to you each Tuesday from 2 to 2:30. To discuss valuable information and services in our community. Today's guest brings some great information about an important campaign titled Depression is Real. With me today are Hazel Scott and Broderick Sawyer. So welcome, Hazel. Welcome, Broderick.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So glad you are here. And as I said, the topic today we're going to discuss is Depression is Real. And Hazel, we want to start with you. We want to hear a little bit about yourself. And then if you would lead into a little bit about the Depression is Real campaign.
Okay. Well, I've started working with Ryan Combs about depression. And we have a committee, and we've been meeting quite some time. It's very, very important because so many times we want our African American community to understand and know that we understand it's real and it is possible for them to get help. We want to make sure that they know where to go and how to foresee anything and everything that involves depression for them in their life. It's been very interesting because at some time or another I had problems with it, so I really am happy to be playing a role in this committee. I'm very thankful.
And we're very thankful you're here. We were talking a little bit before the program and just about depression in general, how really almost everyone, as you all said, if you live long enough, you're going to be touched by it. Right. You're going to experience it yourself, or right. It's going to be someone you love, someone in your household.
Right.
Or, you know, just a family member, a friend, but it really does impact all of us. So, again, Hazel, we are so glad you're here and so glad you're taking the time to share your story and your experiences. And, Broderick, let's bring you in and tell us about your involvement with this project.
Well, sure. So I'm a fourth-year clinical psychology doctoral student with expertise in African-American psychology, racism-based stress, and also the stress that poverty can cause. I got involved with the campaign mainly to reduce stigma of talking about our feelings. I think using depression was a very important one because sadness is something that touches all of us, and it doesn't even necessarily have to be, you know, clinical in therapy depression, but just sadness. And as a society, I feel we don't engage our emotions really at all, and this campaign is a great way to loudly state, you know, this is real. Feelings matter, feelings are real, and we're going to talk about them and try to ease the suffering that they may cause. So
very true. In fact, I'm one that, you know, say you're someone's experiencing sadness and you see them crying and they're like, oh, I'm sorry. And, you know, I'm like, no, that's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, we don't like to see someone sad. We want people to be happy, but being human, we're going to experience all the emotions from time to time. So it is so important to talk about it and to be accepting of it. So. Mm-hmm. Again, we're glad you're here, and we do want to hear more about the campaign Depression is Real. Why focus on depression? Tell us a little bit more about that. Why is it so important to focus on depression?
We feel depression is something that a lot of African Americans don't want to deal with. They don't want to face it, and they certainly sometimes don't want to accept the fact that they might be depressed. It's hard for them to even go ask for help. So it's necessary that we have a way of trying to introduce them to help without necessarily putting them in a situation that they don't feel they want to deal with. Mm. It makes it very easy if they have a way of contacting someone so that they can have the resources that they need without actually putting themselves out there until they're ready.
And since you mentioned it, I know we'll repeat it several times in the show, Hazel, but where do people call for help?
They can call 211. I mentioned the campaign, Depression is Real, and get the resources that they need from there. Also, we have other places, too, like seven counties, and we have several different areas that they can go. But the 211 can certainly put them in touch with where they need to go.
211, simply dialing 211, those three numbers, and mentioning this depression is real and you want to get connected to resources. And you also alluded to there's a lot of partners working on this. I mean, there's a lot of people involved in this. So, Broderick, can you tell us more about who all is involved?
As far as the resources in terms of mental health that that are involved, I would think I should defer to Hazel regarding that as far as our partners. She had mentioned seven counties.
We have seven counties. There is an agency in Portland, too, across from CVS. I can't think of it right this minute. I'm sorry, I don't have my partner.
That's why we have 211, because they got it all at their fingertips.
That's right. 211 can put you in touch with whoever you need, depending on the area of town that you live in and what's going on, you know. So it really is great because we've already got it established, and 211 is expecting people to call in, and they really are ready for
it. And they really do make it easy. And I do want to do a shout out to the seven counties, which now is known as Centerstone. They have a new affiliation with Centerstone, and I know this because we had a couple people that came and talked at our agency yesterday. And again, these folks are incredible. The work that they do and how they that's why they're there. They want people to call them. I mean, they have these trained staff. They have the resources. They're there to help people. And also a shout out to our Louisville Metro Public Health and Wellness. Being Louisville Metro, you know, of course, I got to recognize our Louisville Metro comrades. So we thank them for being involved in it too. Broder, can you talk to us about what are the signs of depression?
We were mentioning them before, and you know, feelings of hopelessness, sadness, irritability, too much sleep, too little sleep. There are a lot of different signs, but I think the main one that I'd want to tag as the most important are these feelings of helplessness, feeling cut off and disconnected from others. So now, irritability, obviously, you know, sleep. These are important things and important signs, but the one to help people begin to heal is one of connection, right? So depression causes people to sit back and really detach and withdraw. Okay, that's really one of the biggest issues, and that's why the Depression is Real campaign is targeting depression in a way, because it's one of the hardest disorders to work with when you're trying to make that connection for services, because you feel so helpless, you're not motivated, it's like you're a different person and you don't know why, you almost feel trapped in your own body, really, in your own mind. So the biggest sign of depression, that feeling of being cut off from others, is probably the most important one, because that's, if people are listening today, that's the one I want people to notice, so that they can reach out. And it doesn't have to be, you know, 211 will hook you up with a lot of different services, but understanding that African Americans may not use therapy, you know, as a traditional coping mechanism, right? Church is an option, you know, but it's just about that connection and sharing in your shame, you know, and letting people know what you're going through. And once you do that, you have someone to tell you, hey, it's okay, I felt that way too at one point or another, because I guarantee you everybody has, but we just don't talk about it.
Hazel and I are sitting here shaking our heads to everything that you just said, because I mean, I can relate to the, you know, in maybe there's small bouts of depression, but mm-hmm. when you're just thinking, oh, you know, it's hard to look mm-hmm. ahead and say, you know, the sun will come up tomorrow, or, you know, everything will,
exactly,
you know, there is mm-hmm. hope in the future. Mm-hmm. And then the other side of it too is having the courage, like you say, you know, like recognizing yep. these symptoms and saying, mm-hmm. I need to reach out. I need to connect with somebody. I don't need to be dealing with this myself.
Yeah, you say the word courage too, and that's the paradox right there. That's the catch 22. It's like, well, I'm being brave and I'm going through this thing and I'm not complaining, and people see that as brave. But the harder thing to do is to reach out and connect and say something. You know, that's the courageous part that helps us connect and be human. That's what is a part of our anatomy, is getting that connection when we are emotionally distressed.
Yeah. Absolutely. And Hazel, since you are shaking your head in agreement,
yes.
Would you like to share about your experiences?
Yes. I had a terrible bout with depression. I was always one of those happy-go-lucky individuals. I never thought that I'd ever have to worry about depression. My mom died, and when my mom died, it was like it just took everything out of me. I was sad. I didn't care about anything. I couldn't make myself smile. I would go to church, and I would sit in church, and tears would just roll down my face the whole service, okay? One day, I remember I went to the grocery store and lost my car. I didn't even know where my car was, and I just stood in the parking lot with my basket and just decided, since I couldn't help myself, I was just going to just stand there.
Aww.
And a lady came to me, and she said, "Honey," she says, "I've noticed you've stood there for a long time." She said, "Are you okay?" And I said, "No, I'm not okay." I said, "My mom died, and I just can't get it together." You know, and she talked to me, and she said, "I understand, my mom died." So she stood there for a minute and talked to me. And for some reason, after all of that, and the grace of God, I was able to get it together, and my car was right there. I just couldn't.
Aww.
For some reason, when you're depressed, you don't function. You just can't function, you know, because the depression just is like a cloud over you that you can't see through, and it's sad. But with the grace of God, I was able to get through this.
Thank you for sharing that, and I'm sorry for the loss of your mom.
Yes.
And I think that, like you said, the trouble focusing, I'm sure that's one of the signs too that people have when they're experiencing depression, and I guess talk a little bit about some of these triggers. I mean, I guess it's different for every person.
Yep,
if you would, Roderick, tell us a little bit about that.
So when we're talking about triggers for depressive feelings or disorders or things like that, the main thing when we're thinking about emotions, right, is the over identifying with emotions. So what that means is, you know, my depression isn't something that, you know, my depression is me, as opposed to this is my current mood state. This is just how I'm feeling because of, you know, the loss of my mother or the loss of my job or this bad thing that happened in life that I had no control over, right? And now I have to somehow accept that and regulate the sadness and not identify with the sadness, understanding that our emotions and us are separate. They're separate things, and in treatment, that's something that we really try to hammer home is, number one, engaging emotions, not being afraid to acknowledge what you're feeling and not judging it, you know, and that self-judgment piece really allows us to feel even worse and worse and worse about a feeling. So we'll feel sad, then we'll judge ourselves for feeling sad, and then we'll get more sad, and then we'll judge ourselves for being more sad, and it makes it worse and worse and worse. That's why that, you know, judging those emotions, we're all human, we all have emotional instincts, and when we deny ourselves that emotional experience, we don't become human anymore, and we become cut off from the outside world. So it's really just that acknowledging that we're humans, we all experience emotions. I don't care, you know, who's saying they don't experience emotions, they're lying. So, yeah.
That was all so very well said.
Yes.
And, I mean, the part about separating or recognizing this is me and these are my emotions, but not trying to say I'm just a sad person and that's who I'm going to be. Because
exactly.
because there is hope. I mean, Hazel sitting here as proof.
Yes.
How long ago was that for you, Hazel?
About 18 years ago. Yeah, it was about 18 years ago. But, you know, the thing about life is you're always going to have some ups and downs. But it's just like you said, it's how you deal with it, you know. Mm. And church is very important to me because that's a strong base for me. And that's what got me through. But, you know, each one of us, we have something that we need to give us the strength sometimes to deal with depression, you know.
All right. Well, thank you, Hazel, for those words. And we are going to come back and talk about it some more. We're going to take a brief break. And when we do come back, we do welcome your phone calls. You can talk to Broderick Sawyer, talk to Hazel Scott about their experiences. Call in at 776-1350. That's 776-1350. Thank you.
Depression is real, but you are not alone. Depression affects over 16 million Americans every year, including one out of every 10 African Americans. Signs of depression can include feeling sad, irritable, angry, or worthless. The good news is depression can be treated. Call 211 and mention the Depression is Real campaign to get connected to the resources you need.
Depression is real. Did you know 1 in 10 African Americans struggle with depression? It can make you feel tired, empty, hopeless. You may lose interest in things you used to enjoy or have trouble sleeping. The good news is depression can be treated. You don't have to suffer. Call 211 and mention the Depression is Real campaign to get connected to the resources you need.
Well, welcome back to WLOU at 1350 AM and 104.7 FM. I'm Debbie Belt. I'm hosting In the Loop, and my guests today are Hazel and Broderick. We're back with Hazel Scott and Broderick Sawyer. We're talking about the campaign Depression is Real. So welcome back, Hazel. Welcome back, Broderick.
Thank you.
We are also welcoming calls. If you have calls you want to call in and talk to our experts today, you can call at 776-1350. Again, just call in if you've got a question about where do you go for resources or what are the signs of depression, what can you do to help people. Any questions you have, you're welcome to call 776-1350. And the main number we want you to remember is just three numbers, really, 211. That's Metro United Way. And if you're trying to get connected with resources, please reach out to 211. So, Broderick, catch us back up on the Depression is Real. For anyone who might be tuning in, tell us about the campaign and your goals on getting the word out.
Yeah. So the Depression is Real campaign is just part of the Department of Public Health with Dr. Ryan Combs and other partners, just to destigmatize depression in the West End of Louisville. You know, we understand that there are many more stressors that come with impoverished areas, and people are really put in survival mode, in a sense, and they don't have the mental health resources that others might have, right? So we have, you know, people on other sides of town who aren't experiencing poverty and all this stress, and they have more resources than the ones that need it most. So our idea was just to aggressively, you know, campaign and, you know, validate that feelings matter, depression is a real thing, and that we don't really have to hide from it or shove those feelings down, and that engagement is okay with our emotions.
All right. Well, you say that all so well. And when you say we, you're talking about this really is a collaborative. You have community members, health experts, psychologists, U of L faculty such as yourself, other experts in the health field. And people like Hazel, who's here today, a community member who's experienced a bout of depression, who shared her story. And we'd heard in the break, one of the voices you heard on the ad, Depression is Real, was Hazel's voice. So Hazel, you're a star.
Oh, well, if it helps someone, it's worth it. It really is. I didn't go out to be a star, but I'm going to tell you, after being depressed, I really know what it's about, and I think it's only fair that I do my part to try to make sure someone else gets the attention that they need.
And the depression is real. I'm going to read some of these key messages that Hazel and her ad, and there was another gentleman, you said Trinidad, I think you said.
Yes.
The key messages are depression is real. You don't have to suffer. You are not alone. And there are options to help you get better. And to get connected with those options, the easiest way is 211. Just call in Metro United Way 211. And we also have a caller now. We're so happy about that. Please go ahead, caller.
Hello. How's everyone doing?
Doing great. Thanks for calling.
Right, right. I'm listening to Depression is Real, and I was just very influenced by this to share some of my experience I have, actually. And it's very personal, but I just feel like there's someone out there that needs to hear this. I was a foster child, and I was taken away from home. And I grew up as a foster child until I was 18. And I moved to Louisville, Kentucky when I was 18, 2009. And as a child, you know, I was taught so many things. Some was right, some were wrong. But some of the wrong things that I was taught was while I was in foster care, I was taught how to mask my identity, to mask how I felt, to mask the sexual abuse that was happening, the physical abuse that was happening.
Wow.
I was taught so many horrible things. Now, you know, I'm here in Louisville, Kentucky. I'm in school at Campbellsville University, and I'm going to receive my master's in social work.
Great.
And I'm going back into helping somebody else. Let's see, how I want to put this. I'm going back to help somebody else, like another child, because I feel like that's my calling. And I just want to just say, you know, if there's anyone out there that is feeling depressed, who is going through sexual abuse or physical abuse, you know, go out and get help, because I was hurting myself by not saying anything. I was hurting myself by not wanting to receive help because I felt like so much was my fault. And that's what I was taught. I was taught, like, it's your fault, when really it's not my fault. But when I turned over to God, and when I started praying, and when I started seeking God, and that's what really helped me. When I learned how to forgive, that's what helped. Mm-hmm. And talking to people and getting help, that's what helped, and that's what really influenced me to go back and get my education, to go back and help somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So that, I just felt like that was something deep, and I was listening, mm-hmm. and I was listening to this depression is real. Depression is very real,
yes.
But God is also real.
Yes.
So as I was listening to this, I was like, I didn't want to share all of that, but something inside of me said, you know what, just call and just share it. Because there's someone out here that needs to hear this.
That's right.
And I'm just truly blessed that you guys are really talking about this, because I just felt like it was the perfect timing.
Well, God bless you for that.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing that and listening to what you've been through, but listening to what you've overcome.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I think you, by calling in, you definitely have given others hope who are experiencing troubles in their life. So thank you so very much for that. And we
You're so welcome. Have a blessed day.
You too.
Thank you.
And we do encourage anyone else who would like to share or have questions about this Depression is Real campaign. You can call us 776-1350. And we're back with Broderick and Hazel. I think we may have another caller. So please go ahead, caller.
Yes. This is probably one of the hardest calls I've ever had to make. I'm a retired disabled school teacher, and I was in an automobile accident due to diabetes. I passed out at the wheel, and they told me that my blood sugars were 700. As a result, I am now blind. And I went into depression.
Yeah.
I never would have thought this would happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
My life I've spent trying to help others. But once I went blind, I didn't know what to do. I listened to all the, I was crying all the time. I wasn't strong.
Yes.
I'm a Christian, and I couldn't believe that I was in this state. Once I acknowledged it, I went to my doctor, and he has assisted me greatly, as well as the clinic. But I just want to tell other people that there is a way that individuals can overcome this, and you can't be afraid. You have to acknowledge what is happening to you. Mm-hmm. I thought because I was educated, because I was always in a good mood, that this couldn't happen to me, but it did. And I just want to thank you for talking about the program. I intend to call the 211 number, but I'm trying to find out where resources are. I live in the West End of Louisville. I am proud to say that I'm here, but the fact is there are so many people. I see them every day. They pass by me. Their eyes, they're like hopeless. So I need to know where resources are in the West End of Louisville. And I will call 211, but please, over the air, could you tell me where I can physically go to get help?
Well, thank you so much again for sharing. The trials and tribulations you've experienced, and the fact that you're calling and sharing with us is just amazing. So we thank you for that. The resources in the West End, that's something that I'll ask Hazel or Broderick to speak to if they could. Or.
Well, I know there's a 7-county agency, and it's up there on 26th and Broadway. It's between 26th and 28th. It's actually on the Kroger lot in the back of the Kroger lot. And it's really closer to 26th Street, okay, back there where the laundromat is across from there. And it's 7 counties. But also, if you don't feel comfortable going there, if you call 211, we have private agencies, too, perhaps that they might be able to direct you to. But like I said, always call 211, because if you don't like the one, the closest one that's on 26th and Broadway, we want you to be comfortable wherever you go. So if you don't like that one, be sure to call 211 and they'll find you something else, perhaps more private, okay?
And thank you again, ma'am. Very good question. We do have another caller. I'm going to let people know before we take this other caller, if we don't get to you before our program ends, again, 211, that's a great starting point. So if you don't get us on air here, but please go ahead, caller. Hello, if you're there, caller. Hello. We may have missed you there, but we had a couple of great questions and just courageous people who called in to share their experiences. So thank you for that. Broderick and Hazel, you've brought us such great information today. What are your closing thoughts?
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank everybody that called in, because everyone has a story, and it is important that you open up and share it, just as you all did, okay? It's people out there that are listening, perhaps that didn't call, but will benefit greatly from what you said. I thank you all so very, very much, and I don't want you to forget to call 211 for any of your resources, okay? Thank you so much.
Thanks, Sam. I guess when I think about clients that I have or mental health overall, I just think about the fact that, you know, not everyone is always comfortable, you know, going into a therapist, and not everyone's comfortable sharing those things with people they don't know. And I'd encourage you, even if you don't want to go to therapy, even if you don't want to take advantage of these services, reach out, ask people how they're doing, you know, tell them how you're doing. Okay, that it just takes, you know, one person disclosing something personal first before the other takes the leap as well. And what we'll find is that there's a deep and very primal love and connection that we feel when we share in our shame, we share in our emotions, and that transforms us. And we are able to survive, you know, in the West End, even with all the impoverished areas and anything like that, because we can be connected.
Right.
very inspirational. And, right. and just real quickly, like you say, reaching out, Hazel's experience in the parking lot, I think you said Kroger, just a person that came up to you, and just the impact that can have somebody, a stranger that you don't know, and the and the kind words and the caring that they can show you, and how that started you off on your journey of hope again.
That's true.
So, well, thank you. I wish the show wasn't over, because I've really enjoyed talking with both of you. But I want to thank Hazel Scott and Broderick Sawyer. Thank you so much for being here. For more information, Depression is Real. Connect with Metro United Way at 211. And then please tune in next Tuesday between 2 and 2:30. We're going to discuss LIHEAP Crisis Utility Program and how you can apply. Thanks again.
Thanks for tuning in to In the Loop. Louisville Metro Community Services is proud to sponsor this program to further our mission to improve the quality of life for all residents and reduce poverty. Louisville is richer with active participation from all our citizens. So each week, we invite community partners to share a wide variety of programs and services. Tune in next Tuesday between 2 and 2:30 p.m. for the next edition of In the Loop.
Dawn G.